द क्रेडिट रिस्क एंड कस्टमर एक्सपोजर. फॉरवर्ड का एक्सचेंज कॉन्ट्रैक्ट क्रेडिट रिस्क अराइजेस प्राइमरली ड्यू टू द पॉसिबिलिटी ऑफ अ काउंटर पार्टी डिफॉल्टिंग ऑन ऑब्लिगेशन. फॉर बैंक्स दिस यूजुअली रिलेट्स टू द कस्टमर्स एक्सपोजर एंड देयर एबिलिटी टू फुलफिल द कॉन्ट्रैक्ट ऑन सेटलमेंट डेट्स. नाउ व्हाई, व्हाट इज इट्स क्रेडिट रिस्क इज? क्रेडिट रिस्क इज नथिंग बट इट इज अ रिस्क दैट कस्टमर मे फेल टू ऑनर द contract which may be causing a financial loss to the bank. This can happen if the customer cancels the contract and fails to compensate for the cost. Customer defaults or becomes insolvent before maturity, and there is a sharp adverse movement in exchange rates, increasing the settlement risk. Now, customer exposure. Customer exposure refers to the potential loss a bank may face due to the forward contract booked by a customer. This is monitored through the credit limit sanctioned by the bank, that is forward contract limit, mark to market, that is M to M valuation of open forward contract, and the counterparty risk grading based on the credit worthiness of the customer. And banks tracks the aggregate exposure from all the forward and derivative contracts a customer has, and it is a part of their overall credit exposure to the customer. Now, risk mitigation measures. Risk mitigation measures are several. One, banks and regulators ensures the credit risk is managed through credit appraisal, margin money or cash collateral, daily M2M adjustment, net open position limit, that is NOP, and use of ISDA agreement, that is ISDA master agreement, for corporate involved in the derivatives. RBI guidelines on the credit exposure 23-24. Bank must classify forward contracts under credit exposure norms as per RBI's large exposure framework, LEF. Forward contract must be valued daily and included in counterparty credit limit. Derivative valuation adjustment, DVA, and credit valuation adjustment, that is CVA, must be factored into assessment. Early warning system and artificial intelligence-based credit monitoring tools are being adopted for real-time exposure tracking. Booking a forward contract. Booking a forward contract refers to the process through which an importer, exporter, or other customers enters into the legally binding agreement with the authorized dealer bank to buy or sell the foreign exchange at a future date at a pre-agreed exchange rates. The step-by-step process of booking the forward contract consists: 1. Identify the exposure. Customer must have a genuine foreign exchange exposure. Approach the authorized dealer bank. Then the customer contacts the bank with necessary details like currency pair, USD INR. For example, there may be another pair, that it may be INR or Euro or GBP INR, like that, right? Then amount, value, and nature of transaction, buying or selling. Then verification of underlying exposure. Bank verifies the existence of valid exposure through the document, invoice, contracting, LC, etc. And in case of anticipated exposures, bank assesses the credibility under RBI norm. Quote for forward rate by bank. The bank provides the forward exchange rate based on the spot rate and the forward premium or discount, and the customer confirms its acceptance. Then deal confirmation happens. Once it is agreed, the deal is booked. A deal confirmation is issued by the bank stating that customer name, contract number, then deal date, value date, amount rate and amount and rate and nature, that is buy or sell. Then recording and documentation. The forward contract is recorded in the banks and customers' books. Copies of the contract and the exposure documents are maintained. Follow-up and monitoring. The bank monitors the forward contract until its maturity. Any extension, cancellation or early delivery must be followed RBI and FDRE rules. Now, rate fixation under the forward exchange contract. How the rate is getting fixed? The rate, forward exchange contract rate is fixed under the contract on outright forward quotation, which is inclusive of premium or discount as the case may be. It is this outright forward rate which will be the rate at which the forward deals will be put through, whatever may be the spot rate or exchange prevailing as of the future date. Therefore, the outright transaction is a single forward transaction as opposed to the forward transaction forming a part of swap operations. Outright transaction can be hedged, and if they lack a commercial or financial background, they are called as speculative transaction. Outright forward transaction, a single exchange at future date. Swap transaction is nothing but it is a simultaneous spot and forward exchange, buy and sale, or sale or buy. The contract backed by the real trade are considered hedge, and those without the underlying exposure are speculative and illustrative. Here, the example is provided for the importer. For the importer forward sale contract, booking of importer's forward sale contract. I am not going too deep into this. You may please go through it. Exclusively, it is clearly mentioned what is the giving the example and its solution also. This example will definitely tell you how the forward contract is booked. Calculation is also provided there. Second example is also provided, that is exporter's forward purchase contract. Earlier, what example given was importer's forward exchange contract, forward sale contract, importer's. Now, this example is exporter's forward purchase contract. Here also, you have to go through. Working is already provided. No need for further explanation. Then, we move to another topic, that is fixed rate and for fixed rate forward. Fixed the rate forward means fixed date forward contracts are forward exchange contract where the delivery of the delivery or the settlement of a foreign currency takes place on a predetermined fixed date in the future agreed at the time of booking the contract. The features of the fixed date forward consist of: one, there is a specific delivery date. Number two, there will be no flexibility in delivery. It cannot be delivered before or after. Number three, it is used to define the exposure. Number four is its pricing. The forward rate calculated is using spot and forward rate, premium discount applicable to the exact number of days from the deal date and fixed delivery. Example is given here, that is an Indian exporter books a forward contract on 17 July 2025 to sell $100,000 on 17th October 2025. Bank provides the forward selling rate based on 3 months forward contract. Amendment requiring the removing. If the payment date changes, the customer must cancel the rebooking and forward contract. Option dated forward. Now, option dated forward is nothing but it allows the customer to settle or deliver or receive the foreign exchange on any day within the specified window or date rather than on a single fixed date. Okay, option is given. It's a flexible. So, flexible delivery period. say a date is defined, for example, between 1st October and 15th October 2025. Any time, any day during this 1st to 15th October when delivery takes place or utilize the contract, same rate will be applied to it. The customer can choose any date within that window for settlement. This is ideal for uncertain payment receipts, payment or receipts dates, and used when the exact payment or receipt dates is not known and it is flexibility is required due to operational and logistic uncertainty. This is common in trade finance. This is often used by the exporters awaiting the overseas payment or importers with the shipment in transit. Pricing consideration, the forward rate is typically quoted based on the earliest date in the delivery window, and this ensures the bank to protect the customers chooses the earliest value date. Now, execution at the customer's choice. The customer must notify the bank on actual date chosen for the settlement during the window. Right? And failure to deliver within that window may require cancellation and rebooking of the contract. Benefit of this is great flexibility in settlement timing, useful for uncertain and variable cash flow, and reduces the need for contract amendment or cancellation. Option of delivery. Fixing the rate under the forward exchange contract becomes complicated by uncertainty of the date on which the payment of the foreign trade, import or export transaction is made or received. Delay in execution of order due to whatever reason are liable to upset the calculation of exporters and importers. Because of this reason, in most of the forward contract, option period of delivery is allowed to the customer, and this option period delivery can be for a maximum period of 1 month. For instance, March 11 to April 10, January 1 to January 31st, or November 16 to December 15th, like that, right? First and the last date of the delivery must be stated. General expression is like that, delivery 1 week, or delivery 1 month, or delivery 3 months forward cannot be used for option period of the delivery and the forward exchange contract. The right to pick up the contract any time during the delivery period is with the customer in case of the contract with the merchant. For a contract between the two banks, the right of pickup rests with the buyer bank. If the buyer bank does not pick up the during the options, then the selling bank has compulsory to deliver the on the last day of option period. See, the contract should also be taken up on the maturity. And if the contracts are matured and are not taken up by the customer, they will automatically be cancelled on 15th day or from the date of maturity, or if the 15th day falls on Saturday or a holiday, the contract will be cancelled on the next working day. If there is a cost suffered by the bank, an exchange difference or a swap cost, the cost is to be recovered from the client. And if, on other hand, if there is an exchange profit, the customer is not entitled to it and the bank is not bound to pass it on to him. Options available before and at maturity, at maturity of a forward contract. One, there are certain options which are available to the customers in respect of contract booked. One, to take delivery of the contract, to take early delivery, to extend the contract, to cancel the contract. An ideal option for the merchant is to take delivery on contract and the deal ends, complete satisfaction of the customer and the bank. The other options to the customers can be permitted by the bank, subject to passing on the cost of it incurred by the bank to the customer. Now, early delivery. What is early delivery means? It is an option of the bank to accept to give an early delivery, but when the bank decides to accept or give the early delivery, it recovers or pays any swap cost or differences. If bank agrees early delivery, it will affect its position, and hence the bank will only do the transaction if the customer pays the charges. This is irrespective of whether the swap takes place or not. The transaction in the swap is to sell spot or buy forward. If the transaction in the bank incurs the losses, it is to be recovered from the customer. And if, however, the bank gains, the gains too are to be passed on to the customer under early delivery. If bank accept an early delivery under the forward purchase contract, the swap will be selling the exchange spot and buying forward. Okay, the forward purchase will coincide with the cover undertaken earlier. On the other hand, the bank accepts an early delivery under the forward sales contract, the swap will be buy spot and sell forward. The sales will coincide with the original cover operations. About the interest on cash outlay, it should be remembered that it is the difference between the rate at which the nearest leg of the swap is done and the contract rate. If this difference is result into reduction in the cash flow, the increase in the cash outflow or an increase in the cash outflow, it is treated as cash outflow by bank, and the bank can charge the interest at the minimum lending rate. Example is provided here. You can very well go through it. Okay, working of this example is also provided. Then rules regarding early delivery that can be summarized as forward purchase contract under the swap, sell spot, buy forward. If currency is at premium, charges are recovered by the bank as the swap against the bank. If currency is at discount, swap difference to be paid to the customer. Interest on cash outlay, as we have discussed, which will be arises when the spot selling rate nearer leg of the swap is lower than the contract rate, and it is to be recovered from the rate. The forward sale contract. Under the swap, buy spot and sell forward. If currency is at swap difference, it is to be paid to customers, and if swap is in favor of bank. If currency is at discount, swap to be recovered from the customer and swap against the bank. A cash outlay will definitely occur when the spot buying rate is higher than the contract rate. The interest is to be recovered for the early delivery period. Extension of forward contract. Extension means extending the period of delivery. The extension of the forward contract is at the bank's option. At the time extension, bank has an opportunity to reassess the risk to impose any other condition such as cash margin, etc., as may be appearing unnecessary. A forward exchange contract could be extended at any time prior to or during and after the delivery period is stipulated. Example is provided here. You may go through it. Working is provided. You can very well go through it. Now, forward purchase contract. Forward purchase contract, what happens? It is an agreement where the bank authorized dealer commits to purchase the foreign currency from the customer at a predetermined rate on future date. It is primarily used by the exporters for those expecting to receive the foreign currency who wish to lock in an exchange rate to avoid the future currency risk. Now, key features of the forward purchase contract consist of the parties involved. There are two parties, exporters and authorized dealer. And purpose of this is to hedge the foreign exchange risk, right? And ensure that exporter knows exactly how many rupees they will receive. And type of contract will be, it is forward selling contract. From the customer's perspective and from the bank view, it is forward purchase contract. Rate quoted is based on bank quotes the rate based on forward buying rate, typically spot rate plus forward premium or minus discount, less exchange margin. Delivery will happen, takes place on fixed or optional date as per the contract, and actual proceeds that is may be delivered to the bank. Example is provided here for the rate. You may please go through it. Early or late delivery, whenever it is allowed with the prior request, it is subject to swap cost or rate consideration. Extension and cancellation, if the inward remittances is delayed or cancelled, the contract may be either extended or cancelled. Now, forward sales contract. Forward sales contract is again an agreement where the bank and authorized dealer agrees to sell the foreign currency to a customer at a fixed exchange rate on the future date. It is primarily used for importers and or borrowers who need to pay in foreign currency and want to protect themselves against the exchange rate fluctuation. The features consist of parties involvement, that is customer and authorized dealer. Purpose is to hedge the foreign currency or foreign exchange, foreign currency risk of future foreign currency outflow. Commodity used will be, which is commonly used, not commodity, it is commonly used for the import payment, and type of contract will be forward buying contract from the customer perspective, and from the bank's perspective, it will be forward sale. Rate quoted will be as forward selling rate, calculated as spot rate plus minus forward premium or discount, plus bank's charges, etc. Delivery occurs on fixed and optional value date. Example is, you can go through it. I am not discussing this example. You may very well understand that after going through it. Early delivery is permissible with prior request to, and it is subject to the rate adjustment and the swap cost. Extension and cancellation is possible if payment is delayed or cancelled. Extension, a new contract is required to be booked and revised forward contract rate is provided. Cancellation, settled in prevailing spot rate with gain or loss adjustment. Now, forward contract rollover. Forward contract rollover refers to the process of extending the maturity of the existing forward exchange contract by cancelling the existing one, original contract, and then booking a new one for the future date. It is typically done when the underlying foreign currency transactions is delayed beyond the original contractual date. The key aspect of this rollover is consist of the foreign currency transaction does not happen on the original date. Number two, customer still needs to hedge its exposure. Mechanism is very simple. Bank cancels the existing forward contract at the current market rate. Then step two, a new forward contract is immediately booked for the revised future date at the prevailing forward rate. And step three, the difference between the original rate and the cancelled rate is either paid or by charged to the customer as a rollover cost. Cost implication is that if the exchange rate is movement is unfavorable to a customer, they bear the rollover cost. And if the rate movement is favorable, a rollover gain may be passed on to or adjusted. The additional swap cost may be charged by the bank for rollover transaction. Example is provided here. You may please go through it. RBI guidelines says that rollover is permitted only if the underlying exposure still exists. Documentation for revised exposure date must be submitted, and rollover should not be used to speculate or postponement the losses repeatedly. Key benefit of the rollover consists of it helps to maintain the hedge when the transaction is delayed, avoids leaving exposure unhedged, allow the business to stay compliant with the internal FX risk policies. Risk and consideration may consist of, it may lead to the additional cost due to the rate movement or swap charges. Regulatory restrictions may apply to the excessive rollover. It requires banks to approve the genuine exposure evidence. Cancellation of forward contract. The cancellation of forward contract may happen under the situation when underlying exposure is cancelled. For example, order is cancelled or shipment is not made, right? Then customer no longer need to hedge. That is also one of the reason. Then change in the business decision or the contract terms. RBI or regulatory restriction on remittance on the put restriction on that, and merger or acquisition renders to the original contract invalid. Process of cancellation includes the initiated by the customer with a written request and justification. Bank confirms the spot rate on the date of cancellation. Bank calculates the difference between the forward contract rate and the cancellation rate. Gain or loss is computed, and the bank reports the cancellation to RBI in their monthly reporting system if required. Example is provided here. You may please go through that. But cancellation before maturity, if it happens, it is allowed, subject to bank's approval. Spot rate on the date of cancellation is used, and more common when the customer anticipates no need for the contract. Cancellation on maturity, it's a common practice. In case of non-utilization of the value date, the spot rate or maturity date is used for determining the gain or loss. Regulatory guidelines, RBI and FEMA, that needs to be followed up. Friends, with this, we have completed our discussion on forward contract, detailed forward contract. My only sincere request to you is that, though I have explained in short each and every term, you need to go through the chapter very carefully because it is a lengthy chapter. And you have to go through and understand it, how the forward exchange contract works. Thank you very much.